With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. Three environmental groups today settled their lawsuit from 2012 over coal ash pollution at the Colstrip power plant. The groups, represented by Earth Justice, sued the power plant's multiple owners to stop them from disposing of wet coal ash at Colstrip. Earth Justice attorney Jenny Harbine.
This settlement will achieve a resolution to a groundwater problem that has plagued the Colstrip area for decades.
In today's settlement, the multiple companies that own the Colstrip plant agreed to convert to dry disposal of waste ash no later than 2022. Between now and 2022, the settlement requires Colstrip's owners to develop a plan to clean up existing water contamination from wet coal ash disposal. The conservation groups also agreed to refrain from some future lawsuits. A copy of the settlement is available at our website, mtpr.org. Governor Steve Bullock is criticizing Attorney General Tim Fox's decision to sue over a federal directive to public schools to allow transgender students to choose restrooms, saying school districts are better suited than a judge to respond to the requirements. Fox disagrees with the governor, saying the directive actually usurps local schools' decision-making authority. Fox's decision to sue joins Montana with nine other states in the lawsuit. Montana authorities say an Idaho man was electrocuted when his fishing rod touched a low-hanging power line. Cascade County Sheriff's officials said in a statement Thursday that 64-year-old Leonard Henry Colbert died at the top of the bank of Dry Fork Creek, southeast of Great Falls, on Sunday. Candidates in Montana's gubernatorial race today booked one televised debate and are negotiating two more. Nikki Willette reports.
Democratic Governor Steve Bullock and Republican challenger Greg Gianforte each accepted invitations to one live debate on TV, but they disagree on the specific details of two more. The two have only debated once so far on June 26th. This morning, Gianforte goaded Bullock for hesitating about additional debates.
I'm hopeful the governor will commit to these debates.
By this afternoon, Bullock had agreed to a televised debate in Billings, although the candidates have not set a firm date yet. Bullock and Gianforte also committed to another debate on the Montana Television Network, but have not agreed to a specific date or location for it. The candidates are further apart on a third potential debate. Gianforte wants to have it in eastern Montana on the Northern Broadcasting Network's radio stations. Bullock says he'll commit to a live, televised debate on Montana PBS. Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
U.S. Census estimates show that Bozeman's population growth is outpacing that of other Montana cities. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the city added 1,760 people between 2014 and 2015. That's a 4.2% growth rate. Helena and Kalispell are the state's next fastest growing cities, with growth rates near 2%. Montana's two largest cities, Billings and Missoula, had growth rates of less than 2% for that period. Billings added about 1,400 residents, while Missoula added 1,200 people for a population of about 71,000. The new Missoula director of a refugee resettlement agency says displaced people from the Democratic Republic of Congo should arrive in Montana in August or September. Molly Short Carr of the International Refugee Committee tells the Missoulian that more than 150,000 people have fled Congo because of civil war. Missoula County commissioners previously invited up to 100 refugees a year to resettle in the county. The invitation caused backlash among protesters concerned the refugees would come from Syria. Carr says Syrians will not be among the refugees initially resettled in Missoula. The IRC reopened its Missoula office this year. I'm Nora Sachs.